Good morning. I greet you this wonderful morning in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page of Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and wherever a man is found, that's where our ministry is directed. Locally, I'm in High Point, North Carolina. But the ministry is for all men and all women, all boys and all girls, everywhere. I pray that you're having a wonderful day today, and I pray that you're going to be blessed by what the Lord leads me to share with you. I call your attention to the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. The Old Testament book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah. And in Jeremiah, let us go to chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2, the reading begins at verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither say they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim, and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed her gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. Also the children of Noph and Tahapenes have broken the crown of thy head. Hast thou not procured this upon thyself, in that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, when he led thee by the way? And now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest, playing the harlot. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? For though I wash thee with nitre, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. How canst thou say, I am not polluted, I have not gone after Balaam? See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways, a wild ass, used to the wilderness, that snuffes up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope, no. For I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. As a thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a rock. Verse 27 now. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 27. Saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble they will say, arise and save us. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. Wherefore will ye plead with me? Ye all have transgressed against me, saith the Lord. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou saidest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head. For the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 37. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 37. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Father God in heaven, in Jesus' name, thank you for making human beings, and yet forgive us our sins. For human beings from the first have sinned. Help those of us who hear this message, Father God, to take stock of our own lives, to take heed to ourselves, and wherever we've turned from thee, help us to return to thee in our hearts, our minds, our souls, with all our strength. Forgive us. But first of all, Lord, help us to repent. And I do repent of every sin, every wrong, every ungodly thought, imagination, transgression, anything I've done against thee. I repent. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I call your attention back to Jeremiah chapter 2. Beginning reading once again at verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 2. Beginning reading at verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousers, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are going far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither say they, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. For a while, my friends, let's worship together using the topic, the fountain of living waters. The fountain of living waters. The fountain of living waters. I don't know if most human beings ever take the time to consider just who human beings are, just how we are, just what we are. Yes, there are those that we think are good human beings and those that are bad. But the human kind, from God's perspective, does not have a good track record. What did you say, Reverend? I said the human kind, from God's perspective, doesn't have a good track record. Well, Reverend, why would you say that? Because God made us perfect and gave us life without death, and we chose death rather than life. God made us without sin, and as soon as we were made, we sinned. And God had to send people to chastise us. That's why there are preachers and prophets and evangelists, because we've shown ourselves to be people who are rebellious from the very first. And God, because of who we are, the Bible was necessary. Why couldn't we just live and just be nice to each other? Just enjoy the Garden of Eden, a paradise of everything, more than we needed. More than we needed. But we wanted more than we needed and more than God wanted us to have. That's the nature, apparently, of human beings. We are a kind of existence for which, for many, that which God giveth is not enough. As a matter of fact, for many human beings, God himself is not enough. For many human beings, God himself is not enough. The blessings of God are not enough. We see that in the book of Genesis. As soon as he had created man, there was sin in the book of Genesis. Because of that, we see in the book of Exodus, sin, sin. He has to sin in the book of Leviticus. He has to choose out people who he's going to use to deal with our sin. We see a repetition of the admonitions of God in the book of Deuteronomy. Oftentimes in Deuteronomy, Moses warns of sin. We see in the book of Joshua, sin, the sin of Jericho against God's people. We see in the book of Judges, sin. We see in the book of 1 Samuel, sin. We see in the book of 2 Samuel, sin. And in the book of the Kings, Lord have mercy, we see sin, sin, sin. 1 Kings, 2 Kings, sin, 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 sin. Among God's people. In Israel. In the northern kingdom. In Judah. In the southern kingdom. We see so much sin that God has to allow our enemies, the enemies of his people, to come against them. Has to allow Assyria to put Israel to tribute. Has to allow the Babylonians to come and take Judah into captivity. Sin, sin, sin. 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. In the book of Nehemiah, sin, the people around against God's people. They were against human beings. These are human beings who were against God's people. In the book of Esther, sin, Haman, sin. Book of Job, sin. Book of the Psalms, David often appeals to God, handle my enemies, here's what they're doing to me. Sin, the book of Proverbs, tries to counsel us against that which is sin. Book of Ecclesiastes ends with what we ought to do, tries to pull us back to God. Book of Isaiah starts out in chapter 1 with sin. Somebody said, God said, I'm not going to hear you. Isaiah chapter 1, Read the book of Jeremiah. Sin so much so that he's called the weeping prophet. God sends them. They don't like him. They don't agree with him. They don't like what he's saying. They put him in a hole, they mistreat him. Sin in the book of Jeremiah, book of Lamentations. Sin. That's why they're lamenting. Book of Ezekiel. Sin. Sin. Matter of fact, in Ezekiel chapter 16, listen, and we'll come back to Jeremiah, but turn to Ezekiel chapter 16 a minute and see what God says about these people, his people, about us. It's about us because they were exemplary people, people that God chose Israel to be an example of someone that he favors, the apple of his eye. And they sin. They sin. They sin. And some of you are the same way. God has blessed you. And to this day you are sinning. Listen to what God says in Ezekiel chapter 16. I know we are moving from Jeremiah right now. I'll come back to that. Ezekiel chapter 16, listen carefully, beginning reading at verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem. Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Let's read once again now. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 4. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 4. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then I washed, verse 9 now, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 9. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger's skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck, and I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen, and silk, and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour, and honey, and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playedest the harlot because of thy renown, and pouredest out thy fornications on every one that passed by. His it was, and of thy garments thou didst take, and deckest thou high places. Verse 16 now, Ezekiel 16, verse 16. And of thy garments thou didst take, and deckest thy high places with divers colors, and platest the harlot thereupon. The like thing shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou also hast taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them, and tookest thy broidered garments, and coveredst them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. My meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus it was, saith the Lord God. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter? Thou, 21, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 21, that thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them, and in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms, verse 22 now, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 22. And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare, and wast polluted in thy blood. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 1 through 22. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 1 through 22. You get the picture. You are very intelligent, my friend. You get the picture. God did all this for a nation, for people, and they turned against him. A person that would not have lived if he had not said live. And there are those of you, there are those of us the same way, who we would not be here today except God said it sometimes in our lives. Live! Live! This Ezekiel chapter 16, this Ezekiel chapter 16 is so definitive of ingratitude, of ungodliness, of abominations. God says in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 4, and as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swallowed at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 4 through 6. My friends, there are those of you who've been in similar situations. Maybe not when you were first born, but somewhere in your life you were cast out of something. You were kicked out of something. You had a great fall. You thought it was over. And God saw you and rescued you. And right now you are not serving him. Right now you are serving the adversary. Right now you don't care anything about God. The great God, the authentic God, picked you up and rescued you. And you won't read his word. Some of you won't even pray to him. Some of you are using his name in vain, profane. And many of you are sinning, sinning, sinning. The human kind does not have a good track record. So we see sin in the book of Ezekiel. We see sin in the book of Daniel. And Lord have mercy, we see sin in the book of Hosea. We see sin even by the priest Amaziah in the book of Amos. We see sin in the book of Jonah. We see sin in the book of Micah. So much so God says, testify against me. What have I done so much against you? How have I mistreated you so much that you are mistreating me this way? Sin in the book of Haggai. Sin in the book of Malachi. Won't even give God his due. Because of sin, the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were necessary. Because of sin, the book of Acts was necessary. The book of Romans tells of the sin and the grace of God and what God has done, and still people refusing. Even in the book of Romans, it very clearly says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And many of you to this very day have not even read Romans chapter 10. Many of you have not even read John chapter 3. It tells you how to be saved. Some of those of you who were cast out by circumstances, cast out by mankind, mistreated, and God himself came or sent somebody to rescue you, and you have no gratitude. The book of 1 and 2 Corinthians, people who did not know Jesus but came to Jesus, but still sin was among them, and Paul had to keep on writing to them and chastise them. The book of Galatians, Paul starts out and says, look, in so many words, we've given you the word of God. And he said, if we or an angel from heaven preach any other word, let them be accursed. Now, it has to be something when a man who is a human being, who is a preacher, talks about the cursing of a heavenly being called an angel. Read Galatians chapter 1. If we, an angel from heaven, let me read that for you. I hadn't planned to go there today, but a lot of times those of us who preach, we refer to scripture, but people say, well, I wonder, does it really say that? I wonder, does it really say what Pastor Page says is saying? So I invite you to turn with me to the book of Galatians in the New Testament. The book of Galatians in the New Testament. And let's just see for ourselves what it says in Galatians chapter 1. Listen to this. Galatians chapter 1. Listen. This is how serious it is when a human preacher talks about the cursing of a heavenly being. That is serious. And he has to be 10,000% sure that he's right. And the Apostle Paul was, because the Lord Jesus called him special. He had a great experience. Galatians chapter 1, listen to this. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Paul, again, if you're coming to the scripture, it's Galatians, G-A-L-A-T-I-A-N-S, Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Throughout the Bible, we see the rejection of the fountain of living waters for that which does not profit. And so, in Galatians, we see sin. Ephesians outlines sins. In the Philippians, in the Philippians, we're told about sin. And we're told of our great power. We're told about what Jesus Christ did. We're told that God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In the book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, we are told about our great promise about heaven and about the importance of prayer and so forth. 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, Apostle Paul prepares the men of the leadership of his church and cautions them about sin. He has to caution them about sin. He tells what they should be, who should lead God's church, in the books of 1 and 2 Timothy. In the book of Titus, the Apostle Paul outlines who is to do what God expects. The women are to teach Old women are to teach young women to love their husbands, to be discreet, to be keepers at home. Oh, you don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear it because you are in what you call the modern age. And this doesn't apply to you, you see. You know more than God knows. That's why this doesn't apply to you, you say. You think you've been told that you are smart, you're educated, you're cosmopolitan. These old 2,000 years old principles and 3,000 and 4,000 years old principles to many of you are rejected out of hand. You're in the space age. God have mercy upon any planet that has living life on it that human beings go to. Because wherever human beings go, sin goes. God have mercy upon any planet that has living life on it, that's intelligent, that human beings go to. We kill people all over our own planet. Last year, this is the year 2025, millions and millions. And the more ability we have to kill, the more we want to kill. Just drop bomb, 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 bomb. Kill, 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 kill. That's who we are. That's who human beings are. The record of human beings show that. That is who we are. We can't live 100 years on planet Earth and not kill somebody. Our nations, we take what we want. We see it, we want it. Doesn't matter that God gave it to you. We want it, we take it. We steal what you have. We don't care, many of us, but I say us, human beings. That's who we are. That's who we are. Book of Hebrews tells us sundry times and divers manners God has spoken down through history, through his prophets. Then in the last days, he's spoken through his only son. We have no excuse. I got to read Hebrews chapter 1 to you. I didn't mean to take this time, but you see, some of you won't read it for yourself, and I'm not being mean to you. God has spoken, and we have no excuse for going to hell when we die, because God has spoken down through the ages, down through the years. Sundry times and divers manners, the King James calls it. And then through his son, listen, 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 listen. Many of you don't want to listen. I don't want to hear him. You don't want to hear me. It doesn't matter to me, my friend. I'm not being mean to you. I've been preaching 40 years. It doesn't matter to me that you don't want to hear me. But I hope that you have enough wisdom to not say that you don't want to hear the word of Almighty God. I don't care if you don't want to hear me. It don't make me no, never mind. I'm sorry to say it that way. But I hope you have the wisdom to not utter the words or even think that I don't want to hear God. You can say you don't want to hear Clarence William Page a trillion times. Doesn't matter. But please, don't ever say, please, 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 don't ever say one time that you don't want to hear the word of Almighty God. Please, 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 please be more intellectual than that. Let's listen to Hebrews chapter 1. God has been speaking down through the annals of human history. Listen what Hebrews chapter 1 says, as read from the King James Bible, which is the Bible I use in my public ministry. Hebrews chapter 1, beginning reading at verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels saith he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Reading once again, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son? And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old, as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. God has spoken down through the ages at sundry times and in diverse manners through the prophets, unto the fathers through the prophets. And in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews talks about the coming, what God did, reaching out. James talks about sin, even the sins of the rich and other sins. 1 and 2 Peter about sin. 1 John about sin. 2 John, 3 John. Jude about sin, and Revelation about sin, but it is all for salvation. God brings it up to bring us out. God tells us about it to rescue us from it, but if we don't hear him, if you don't hear him, you die in your sins. If you die in your sins, and your preacher probably doesn't preach this. Now, I'm sorry, I'm not being mean, but a lot of preachers don't preach about hell. A lot of preachers don't seem to preach about abominations. They don't seem to preach about sin. And the Bible outlines in many places litanies and lists of sin. All you got to do is go and read it. But the devil doesn't want you to read it, because the devil wants you to take that which is fake. He wants you to be your own God. He wants you to forsake the fountain of living waters and create your own little ponds and lakes that can hold no water. For in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, the Lord says the following. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, God says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." I think that says it all. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. God says, "For my people," his people now, his people, his people. Lord have mercy. Let's go back and read that. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Here's what God says. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." The word cisterns in this King James is spelled C-I-S-T-E-R-N-S. C-I-S-T-E-R-N-S. "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Let me just end by telling you, the book of Jeremiah is about God allowing strangers to come and chastise his people, take them away from where they're living to a foreign land, to go in and take the holy vessels out of the temple of God. He allowed the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel to be captured by other nations that did not know God. God will use people who don't know him to chastise his own children. That's what the book of Jeremiah is about. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to believe it because, you see, Judah was at Jerusalem. That was the holy city. They had the temple. Surely God wasn't going to allow anyone to come into the holy city and burn it down and take things out of his holy temple. You see, we don't understand. God will punish sin. He will punish sin if he has to burn down his own house. Oh, Paige, now, son, I don't know, Reverend Page. I don't know if that's right now, Reverend Page. I'm not sure that you're preaching the right thing there when you say God will punish sin if he has to burn down his own house. Well, let me read this to you, and I'm going to close, Bishop. I'm going to read this to you. I'm sure you've read it, and I'm not being mean. Lord, forgive me if I'm being disrespectful to you, Bishop, Reverend, or the Right Reverend. I'm sorry if I'm being disrespectful to you, but I want to read you something here. I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles, C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S, chapter 7 in the Old Testament. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I want to begin reading at verse 11. I'm going to try to close after making a few remarks about this once I read it. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Thus, starting reading at verse 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, beginning reading at verse 11. "Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and in his own house he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shalt observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have covenanted it with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them. And this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshiped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 11 through 22. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 11 through 22. My friend, I know that you get the point. I know that you understand. I wanted to read Jeremiah chapter 17, but I think I've prolonged the time. I want you to read at your leisure Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. You and I have been discussing Jeremiah chapter 2. And God is testifying against his people in Jeremiah chapter 2. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. The fountain of living waters, the fountain of living waters, rejecting the fountain of living waters and hewing out ourselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for warning us. I repent. I get it, Lord. I get the message. I repent. But Father God, help them. Help them to repent right now. Help them to make up their mind while they still have time. Help him to make up her mind while she still has time. Help him to make up his mind while he still has time. Help her to make up her mind while she still has time. Help him to make up his mind while he still has time. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. My friend, if the word of God has found fertile soil in your heart, oh, let life spring up, the life of repentance. In Jesus' name, repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Read the gospel according to John chapter 3. Read in the New Testament, Romans chapter 10. The gospel according to John chapter 3. Romans chapter 10. Jesus even preached in Mark 1. Repent and believe the gospel. Believe Jesus. Believe Jesus. Once you know that you are saved, contact the Christian minister and our ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. Christian baptism is very important. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.